Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden claims Americans are better off this Christmas. New York City mandates vaccines for just about everybody. Half of young adults believe democracy is failing. New survey reveals what foods to avoid if you don't want to get rotund. Also ahead, is the USA becoming a godless nation? But first, the president informing Americans they are actually better off now than they were last December. Said Mr. Biden, quote, "The typical American family has more money in their pockets than they did last year. The economy is stronger than before the pandemic," unquote. But wait, what about all the high prices for gas and food and heating oil? Mr. Biden doesn't mention it. Since Inauguration Day, gas prices up 59%, inflation at a 30-year high, food costs up 10%. Those are the facts. Outgoing New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio enacting more COVID mandates, the Big Apple requiring vaccines for all private employees, that means anybody that works in the city, and vax passports for kids as young as 5 if they want to go anywhere. But this will never happen. De Blasio leaves office January 1st. The new mayor, Eric Adams, says he's not going to impose the mandates. Just a final wink at totalitarianism, right, Bill? Wow. New polling from Harvard's Kennedy School says 52% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 believe democracy is either failing or in trouble. Just 7% say the USA has a healthy democracy. More than a third predict another civil war. Survey also reveals a drop in support for President Biden. 46% of young voters now back the president, down from 59% last year. Also, young Americans in worse physical shape than at any other time in history. According to Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, 56% of people between the ages of 18 and 25 are overweight. Researchers are now ranking foods to avoid. Folks looking to shed a few pounds should stay away from sugary cereal, ice cream, potato chips. Worst offender, frozen pizza. Yuck. In a moment, where's God when we need him? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. If you consume news, and you do if you're listening to me, you know that violent crime is surging in America. You know that terrible behavior is all over the place. And you also know that religion is on the slide. Here are the facts according to the World Almanac, U.S. Census, and Pew Research. In 1996, not that long ago, 88% of Americans described themselves as Christian. Now, 65%. Catholic, 24% in 96. Now, 20%. Protestant, 62% in 96, now 43%. Hindu, 1% back in 96, now 6%. Jewish, 1.4%, then 2.4% now. Muslim, 1% then, 1% now. But listen to this. No religion, atheism, agnosticism, 9% in 1996. Today, 26%. And that has changed American society. So this year, the marriage rate in America is 6%. Very few people getting married. The divorce rate, 50%. That might be why the marriage rate is so low. Single parent homes, 25% this year. 25%. Traditional family homes, mom and dad, 18%. Heavily outnumbered by single parent homes. Drug-related deaths in 1996, 9,000. Today, more than 100,000. So an argument can be made that by destroying Judeo-Christian philosophy, which the far left and the media are trying to do, the USA has changed for the worse. The Founding Fathers based our laws in America on the Ten Commandments. Did you know that? That's why a sculpture of the commandments hangs in the Supreme Court to this day. But many Americans have rejected those moral guidelines. Cheating, stealing, lying under oath, walking out on your kids, selling and using drugs, all no longer carry the stigma they once did. And that is a very, very bad thing. American society, in order to make sure that citizens are protected and have the right to pursue happiness, American society must be based on two things: honor and discipline. You must obey the law, and you must conduct yourself in an honorable way, or there will be violence and anarchy. And we are seeing it. God help us. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And you can find the Christmas store there. That'll cheer you up. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 80 years ago today, the Empire of Japan launched a brutal surprise attack against American forces stationed in Hawaii. The bombing thrust our nation into a global conflict that would ultimately kill 80 million human beings. Here is the story of Pearl Harbor. July 1941, Washington enacted a very strict oil embargo against Tokyo to slow the invasion of Eastern Asia. As diplomatic negotiations broke down, U.S. advisors warned President Roosevelt of a potential attack against the USA. Officials in the State Department and War Department believed an armed conflict with Japan would break out unless a peace agreement was reached, which was not. Japan's oil reserves were dwindling, so the emperor decided to act. At 7 a.m. the morning of December 7, 1941, radar operators spotted large groups of aircraft heading towards Hawaii. A flight of American B-17s was expected to arrive, so the military did not sound an alarm, thinking they were American planes. 1 hour later, a Japanese dive bomber descended from the clouds above Oahu. 400 warplanes followed. In less than 90 minutes, 2,500 Americans were killed, 800 wounded, 4 battleships sunk, 9 cruisers sunk, 200 planes destroyed on the ground. The following day, FDR addressed the nation, referring to the assault as a date which will live in infamy. After the speech, Congress approved a resolution of war between the U.S. and Japan. 3 days later, Nazi Germany declared war on America because they had an agreement with Japan. And here's something else you might not know. The Pacific Theater of World War II would rank as one of the most destructive events in human history. 115,000 Americans would perish, another 250,000 wounded. The brutality was insane. And you can read how it all happened in my book, Killing the Rising Sun. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.